How do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.
It's episode 211 of Vegas Revealed. SpongeBob SquarePants makes a splash at Circus Circus, and the popular Spy Ninjas open a place right here in Las Vegas.
We chat with the creative director behind shows like Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie, and America's Got Talent. We have his take on the future of entertainment.
I think that the more we go, people want to have these super unique experiences.
Coin slots, $2 shrimp cocktail, and $2 beers, where you can step back in time on the Las Vegas Strip.
All that and more coming up on Vegas Revealed.
Vegas Revealed, presented by Level Up Law, starts now.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 211. Sean McAllister here, along with Dana Roselli. And Dana, we have had some feedback since last episode about our theme song.
I know, it changed and we forgot to address it.
We did.
So we got to
address it.
We loved our theme song.
We
first,
did.
Number one.
It was catchy.
Two, yeah. We had a lot of positive feedback about our theme song. As much as people said, it's kind of cheesy, but I kind of like it. Where can I download it?
It sticks in your head. It's that kind of a song. Well, here's the deal. We found that song in a music library that we subscribe to. It's a royalty-free music library. We came across that song. We're like, oh my gosh, this is great. This is perfect for the Vegas Revealed podcast. And this was 4 years ago, the beginning of 2020, when we launched the podcast. Well, music libraries make changes to what they offer. And our theme song is one of those changes.
Yeah, they pulled it. And, you know, we asked, like, can we not use it anymore? Because it was on here. And they're like, well, it's fine for the ones in the past, but, you know, it's probably best that you don't use it. I'm thinking maybe we brought so much popularity to it that they decided to take it out of the free library.
That they're like, we need to reclaim our rights to this song, make some money off of it.
Yeah. So let's go to Vegas, baby. You know, spin that wheel and the little, you know, theme song. Anyway, it's now no longer a part of our podcast. And we just decided to do something a little upbeat and instrumental. It's the same song we chose for our new TV show. And we figure we'll keep it same across the board.
Yeah. So if you want to hear the Vegas Baby theme song, you can go back. It's going to stay on our previous episodes, but moving forward, sadly, it's not going to be with us any longer.
Yeah. But you know what? It's a new year, new energy, new life.
It is.
Hey, quickly thinking about our audio podcast listeners, thanks again to our subscribers who help support the show. You help us, you know, make time to do this every week. Again, just a big shout out to a bunch of you that give us a little donation every month. Always appreciate you. And also a shout out to our sponsor of the audio podcast, Vegas Near Me.
And a reminder, you can see our first TV version, our premiere TV episode of Vegas Revealed on our Vegas Revealed YouTube channel that is up right now. We have episode two coming out on this weekend, if you're listening right away when this episode drops.
Yeah, so once it airs, we drop it on our YouTube so that everyone from, you know, in the United States and outside of the United States can watch it as well. And it's great. We do a lot of stuff with video, and sometimes, you know, we haven't had the outlet to, besides social media, to put that out there. And now you're able to see some of our videos along with what we talk about every week. We did get a review recently and we loved it. It was a very positive review. And we thought it was funny that she or he said, how do you keep your energy up? I love listening to all the events you go to. And I'm like, I don't know. Viva Las Vegas. We don't know how we do it, but we do. And I think it's because we love Las Vegas and we love what we do. And doesn't feel like work to go to things sometimes.
No, it doesn't. But we do, you and I, Dana, have different ways about going about these things. Mm-hmm. You are able to take quick naps to recharge. Mm-hmm. I am not.
A 20-minute nap
yep. will take me down for the count. Like, I'll wake up.
Have you ever tried it, though?
But, no, I have. But I stay in this fog, this haze.
You can't go past a certain limit, though. You can't do a half hour or hour. You've got to do a quick nap. It's like 10 to 20 minutes. And you just get to the verge of you're out for a little bit and then your eyes open. But you can't be like, ooh, I'm going to then close them again. You got to get up. And like you feel recharged.
See, I can't do that. Right. If it's like a 10-minute nap, I'm going to be laying there thinking the whole time about how the 10 minutes is almost up.
Oh.
I'm going to be thinking and I won't relax like take a nap. So no, I'm a power through kind of guy.
All right. Well, good for you. Hey, F1 tickets are going on sale, and we just got an update on that. Some breaking news as we're recording the podcast, but the 2024 Las Vegas Grand Prix is coming back here, and tickets are going on sale March 25th, so it's coming up.
However, for Nevada residents, you will have early access to tickets, and the ticket pricing has changed as well. If you are a Nevada resident, you can start purchasing tickets on March 22nd. That's early, before the 25th, when it goes on sale to the general public. But there is a new general admission area. It's called the Flamingo General Admission Area, where tickets start at $150 for a single day pass. Mm-hmm. There are 3-day tickets that are $600 plus taxes and fees. So they have adjusted ticket prices. And even in here, in the press release that came out, the head of F1 Las Vegas said that, you know, they really wanted to make more options available for local Las Vegas residents. And they're doing that. Those general admission tickets that I was just talking about, they're making 7,000 general admission tickets available, at least right now. If it's successful, I have a feeling that they'll release more too.
Yeah. And listen, it's really fun. Don't knock it till you try it. I mean, if you get a chance, and even if you're like, oh, I'm against it, blah, 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 and all the construction, this and that, and, you know, try it 1 year. Go see if you enjoy it. Then, you know, if you don't go back, but you might really like it. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. So F1 is returning November 21st through the 23rd here in Las Vegas.
All right. Well, speaking of returns, slot machines that are coin operated are making a comeback. Well, at least over at Slots of Fun. Now, they always had coin machines over at Circus Circus. Slots of Fun is just kind of like a wing, a little separate building that has been there forever. And it's a part of Circus Circus or affiliated. So now they've moved all the coin machines that were inside Circus Circus and put them in the Slots of Fun wing. And there are 85 coin-operated machines there. It's so much fun. You get the bucket, the whole nine. So if that's your thing, I mean, listen, Sean, these like new slot machines out there today, I just cannot attach. They're over my head. They're complicated. I don't get the whole thing. So I am all for this, you know, old school kind of slot machine.
Yeah. So what you do, you go in with your cash, you feed it into a token machine, you get the Circus Circus tokens, they're mm-hmm. $1 each, and then you sit down at your slot machine, pop those tokens in, and you know, you hear the clink of the coins.
Oh, yeah.
You have the three reels going. It's just a simple win line. It's not all of the bells and whistles that these electronic games give you.
Yeah. When we were there, we went over to visit it was like morning time. And there was a woman there. She had her gloves on. She had two machines working, her coins sitting in. I mean, we were like, she is on. And then a guy next to her doing the same thing. They sit right in the middle and then they work both at the same time. I love slot players. I just have never, I mean, I'm just like, you know, my $20 and then I'm done. But they love it. And we talked to the general manager of Circus Circus about the new area. And listen up, because you're also going to be able to get $2 beer, $2 shrimp cocktail, $2 hot dogs, and $2 popcorn. She said people are loving it.
So there were 45 games originally that we had. We moved all 45 games over there, and then we purchased an additional 40. So we have 85 games that are all 100% coin games there now.
So much fun. And you can get the food there. It's always the same price. There's no changing.
No changing. $2 everything. We also just rolled out our $5 table games too. With properties having $25 hands and $50 hands, Slots of Fun will always have $5 hands. So yes, we've already had to expand. We've already had to add more games in there because it's just such a great place to be now.
Oh my gosh. Sean, we are going there, aren't we?
We're absolutely going there. And with such a focus on, generally the focus is new, what's next? And the nostalgic part of things sometimes gets left in the dust. So how important was the decision making and what demand did you see in order to put this together?
So those coin games, when they were inside of Circus, they were always doing well. But I never thought that they were doing what they could actually do. And what better thing than to take those games and put it in its own casino and designate that casino for just coin games. Not only do you have that, but you go back to, I'll call it the basic slot machines, right? You play games now and you've got 30 different lines and you never know. Did you win? Did you lose? If you did win, how?
I feel you there. I'm always confused.
I always am. I never know. And then when I think that I should have won, I didn't win. And then I just get mad, right? This goes back to just three reels. Simple payouts, simple lines. Either it lands on the line or it doesn't. So it really goes back to simple Vegas gambling.
But the coin-operated slot machines over at Slots of Fun and Circus is not all that's new over there. We have a brand new attraction that we're going to talk about still to come here on Vegas Revealed.
Well, speaking of throwbacks, we recently sat down with Brian Burke. He is the creative director of so many shows that have been in Las Vegas and all over, really, for such a long time. He actually worked, Sean, on Celine Dion's very first show.
A New Day, which was, I mean, that's what Caesar's Coliseum was built for. Mm-hmm. It was built for Celine Dion and her show, A New Day. That was her first residency that opened up here on the Las Vegas Strip. Brian was a part of that show, part of the creative team. And since then, he's gone on to work with a string of top talent, including Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan.
Yeah, and he is responsible for that bridge in the Luke Bryan show that you've heard Sean and I talk about before. And if you go to our socials, you've seen it. That bridge that goes way up in the air and toward the balcony for those folks. And Luke does, you know, one of his songs up there. And Brian's responsible for that. It's so interesting. He's worked a long time on America's Got Talent and American Idol. And so we decided to sit down with him and discuss, you know, entertainment in general, but also, you know, what he thinks the future holds.
What do you see Vegas being in 5 years? What, you know, just continuing to evolve with entertainment ideas or getting bigger or?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the more we go, people want to have these super unique experiences. Like, I absolutely love the Sphere. I think it's incredible. I love that we have these iconic venues and these experiences that we can create. So I love to see Fountain Blue went up. You know, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do mm-hmm. with entertainment. You know, so it excites me to see where they will go with it. But I think another thing that I really love is taking venues that have been in town for a really long time and reinventing how they're used. One example, you know, but I loved going back to the Stratosphere after my first show was there in 1998 and going, how do we use the parking lot, yeah. You know? How do we use these spaces? We moved here at almost the same time, but downtown used to never be anything, and now there's like things there. So I think using the city of Las Vegas and the venues and where we can pick and use those really unique spots to create something mm-hmm. is really, I think that's also part of the future, besides building giant venues and all that, is how do we craft these really cool experiences for people in unexpected places that have been in town forever? Yeah. Because people love the history of this town, right?
They do. Listen, we are upset they tore down Cleopatra's barge recently at Caesars.
So was I. I love that there are success stories. And I think that's one thing that Simon Cowell always says is people used to want recording contracts and now they want a special custom show in Las Vegas. They want a residency. They want that because you can feature any kind of talent. So I really believe there's a trend in sports and entertainment coming in together, which when I moved here, or we moved here, everybody said sports and entertainment would never work together. So that was a personal achievement to say, yes, it can. But I think that the trend is continuing to be entertainment that people can't see anywhere else in the world, no matter how large or small or what that is. It's people's dreams coming true here, which is the story behind this show. And I just love that people, you know, artists, entertainers of all kinds want to be here and people want to come to see them here. And that custom show is the thing that really excites me. And I think that's going to continue. And I think the venues where you can see people, whether you can see them on a rooftop or in a small hotel room, or whether you can see them in a big venue or like a Resorts World, or, and I think people can view that as a home base like Celine. They can, you know, after years come back and go, Vegas is my home to perform, or people can view it in that way. Mm-hmm. I think that that is really special about Las Vegas, unlike anywhere else. Yeah.
And I mean, since you came here and worked on Celine Dion's first show over at Caesar's Palace, mm-hmm. then worked on Le Rev and countless productions after that, there has obviously been a big shift in the entertainment that we see here in Las Vegas. We are like, I don't know if we're at the max of the superstar headliner yet, but the $1,200 Adele tickets make me hope so. What do you see? I mean, when we have reached this height of entertainment, is there any way to like roll back and fit those mid-sized shows into the environment?
I think the intimate experience is one that will always be improved. I went to see Kylie's show, for example. You know, she came and did the Formula One. Like, I loved that as a venue. It's not a show I've done. I've worked on other shows with her creative team and her people. She came on American Idol. You know, we've worked on other things together. But I just loved that venue for her because it just seemed like here's a global star that you can see in an intimate venue. And I think that that intimacy is something that will continue to be a key to this town, and because artists also want to be close to their fans, whether they're magicians, whether they're shadow artists, whether they're, you know, everybody wants to be close to fans or close to the public, and I think that that's something that this town facilitates. So I'm excited to see that trend of intimacy continue. What happens here only happens here, and what venues, and experiences get crafted together with the hotels or at outside, you know, downtown. Like, I think that there's that pushes more around into the city. Yeah. So I think that that trend, you know, when we did Celestia down in the tent, like people loved going back into a tent because that's where they saw things, you know, in the beginning. So I think that crafting experiences in unexpected places is a trend that's going to be really cool.
When you have all these big shows lately, I do see a lot of people talking about ticket prices. I know that's not under your control, but I mean, it is getting higher and higher and higher. Do you think that will ever hit a ceiling where it just can't go any further? Or will ticket prices continue to grow if people are demanding shows with a lot of production, longer shows? You know, I mean, obviously everyone's talking about Taylor Swift and the Eras Tour. She's performing over 3 hours, you know, we're going to the Sphere, you know, and things like that. I mean, what do you think?
I think it depends on the artist and the venue. I think that Las Vegas will always have a market with a show like America's Got Talent, or people that come from a show like that where the ticket is affordable and the entertainment value is really high and the experience is really high because of the versatility of that. When it comes to headliners depends on the venue, right? When you're in the Sphere, I mean, it's incredible, right? But what is what it costs to do a show in that venue and use it, that's an economic balance that I think is going to be challenging for people to continue building venues like that. Mm-hmm. So it will be down to your original question. Creative producers and creative directors are the ones who are challenged with, how do we make this big experience on this budget and this budget and this budget and this budget, because it has to be sustainable, but the experience goes forward. Mm-hmm. People expect more and more and more. So that's part of our challenge, but I always accept that challenge because I love that. Somebody going, I have X amount of dollars, what can I do? Because that should never inhibit the audience experience from what the budget is. So, mm-hmm. But I think that there will always be headliners who will just expect that they can charge and charge and charge.
You know? Well, I was going to say, what do you like the most, going in with a smaller budget and going, what can you do here with this little money to make it wow? Or do you love going in when everyone's like, hey, here's this boatload of money, work your magic?
I mean, I've had both. I mean, I've been at the Wynn where it was like, money is no object. And then I really enjoy both, because my biggest accomplishment that I love for these entertainers and for the hotels and for these venues is when people come to Las Vegas and you turn around and you watch their face and the expression on their face, and you know that they're getting a really good experience and they're getting something that's really entertaining. It's great to be able to see groups and families and kids come and then, you know, be able to see people see a headliner or, you know, magicians or just any kind of going to a Spiegel show where you're in a small room. Like, I love going to those shows still. I don't, you know, we don't work with them, but I just like that people can get that intimate experience and that high value experience. So I think that they'll always have that. I love working with all the budgets because I think that the challenge...
Bring on all the budgets.
Well, bring on all the budgets, but do you know what it is with that? It's that if the performance and the performer and the entertainment is good, the quality is really good and people feel that they get the experience. Mm-hmm. You know, the technology works only if it's really working with the performer. You can sit in a room and watch technology all you want, but if the human performance isn't there... I think the key to every show is what the human beings are doing, whether it's singing, you know, whatever it is, and surprising people. And so you can build the show around that and build a budget around that. And I think that that's what people come to see.
We had such a good time sitting down with Brian Burke. We sat down with him over at the AGT Live Theater inside the Luxor.
And while we were there, a new act was rehearsing for AGT. They looked fantastic. If you watch the show, you probably know who they are. It was like a big drum corps.
Yeah.
They were amazing. And I think they did some stuff for the Super Bowl too. So they're always changing that show. And that's over at the Luxor if you want to go see it, if you're here in Vegas.
Well, we talked about the fact that Brian Burke worked with Luke Bryan inside the Resorts World Theater. Another artist who calls that theater home is Carrie Underwood, and she is back for shows in March, and these are her birthday shows, Dana.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Yeah, so they're doing a whole bunch of stuff. Now, they usually do little things across the property, but they're always changing it up. When my parents were here in September, my dad kept going, why is this Carrie Underwood everywhere? And I said, because she performs in the theater. But he was laughing because all these girls and guys are dressed up in their rhinestones and taking pictures at all these different kinds of activations that they had set up.
But, yeah, I think they did like a denim and rhinestones activation last time she was in town.
Right, right. So that was fun. And now they're doing a bunch of other things.
Yeah, they are. Starting over at Gatsby's Lounge, there's a pink champagne cocktail. Pink Champagne is one of Carrie's newer songs. That's available from March 4th through the 16th. Also at Crossroads Kitchen, Carrie Underwood's Heartbeat Salad. And this has like a...
Heartbeat, B-E-E-T.
B-E-E-T. But this is a beet salad.
Right.
With, it's almost like a beet and goat cheese salad, except the cheese is like a coconut cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah. But Carrie loves Crossroads Kitchen because she is vegan, vegetarian, whatever. So she loves it.
Okay.
Awana Spa is doing a reflection facial and a carried away massage.
I love that.
The Eight Lounge is doing a smoke break cocktail and cigar pairing. And over at Red Tail, there's Carrie Karaoke.
Oh, that's fun. Oh my gosh. But that's so cool. Like if you're coming into town for this show, which I think a lot of people do, you know, it's a destination. We're going to go see Carrie Underwood. We're going to stay at Resorts World or visit Resorts World. It gives you more things to do about centered around the person that you're here for.
Absolutely.
So that's fun. I love that.
It's a Carrie getaway to Las Vegas. And you can kind of almost make like a, not a bingo card, but like an activity card. You know, like a punch card. That's right. What I'm thinking of. Go and get a punch card. Once you do each of these activities, you'd have to make your own. But you can make a carry punch card. Why not?
Why not? Hey, they did it. Remember the hanging chads in the election? Let's not go there. Anyway, that was like a punch card.
Yeah, but this stuff going on over at Resorts World through March for to celebrate Carrie Underwood's residency and her birthday. Happy birthday, Carrie.
Hey, I'm going to see New Edition. I told you it would happen.
Oh, boy.
And I'm going Saturday at the Wynn. Listen, they have been sold out, so I'm excited. I know there's a lot of energy and excitement for this show. I'm hoping that, you know, everything goes well. It seems like the tickets, you know, flew off the shelf. So I'm thinking and possibly maybe they'll be back. I don't know, but I will report back next week with my New Edition review. And I am thrilled to see them in action. You know, they're just like, their music was huge in my time, middle school, early high school. And so I can't wait to see the crew.
I can't wait for your experience.
Yes.
At New Edition.
I'm excited.
I'm not able to go, so I'm going to be living vicariously through you, Dana, and all of your stories. So I'm looking forward to that next week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Also next week, we are going to hit up and get previews of some March Madness viewing hotspots, not only on the Las Vegas Strip, but off the Strip too. So there are obviously a ton of options. It's one of the biggest sporting destination events that we have in Las Vegas. Tons of sports fans come to town for these games. So we're going to run down some great options for viewing throughout the college basketball tournament.
And the two places we're actually hitting this week to talk about next week on the TV show and audio podcast are new. So we'll have some new spots for you to go.
And a heads up, we do have a new sponsor here on Vegas Revealed. The show is presented by Level Up Law. And when storms wreak havoc on your property, you don't have to face that aftermath alone. Level Up Law is your ally in natural disaster recovery.
Yeah, whether it's property damage, wind resulting in downed trees, wildfires, or water damage, their experienced team will help you.
Level Up Law also specializes in personal injury cases.
Call Level Up Law now at 855-LEVEL-UP. That's 855-LEVEL-UP.
One thing that you probably don't expect here in Las Vegas, we're obviously in a desert, an underwater attraction is something that you don't really expect to hear or see in Las Vegas, but that is exactly what we have now on the Las Vegas Strip, kind of.
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Not really. The SpongeBob SquarePants Crazy Carnival Ride is now open over at Circus Circus. We were there for the big grand opening and ribbon cutting.
Yeah, SpongeBob was there in person along with Patrick, his starfish friend. Mm-hmm. You know, the Krusty Krab was out there kind of as a carnival barker out in front of the attraction. It was like a thing. People were gathering around. There was definitely excitement for this attraction to open.
Well, it's the first of its kind. And I think when that happens, you know, it's always a big deal. And there are so many enthusiasts, theme park enthusiasts, ride attraction enthusiasts, and they were all there. The bloggers were out in full force, right?
Yeah. I mean, there were people from like attraction magazines, thrill ride magazines that were there to cover the opening. And it is a fun ride. So SpongeBob's Crazy Carnival Ride is over inside Circus Circus. You get into this sponge shaped car.
Yeah, it's like a car, yeah.
There's seating in the front and a second row seating in the back, and everybody has a game wand.
Mm-hmm. And you shoot, like you hit, you know, things that are like come up in different areas when you turn the corner, and then it unveils and you get points, and you kind of go against the people that are in your car with you. So it's really fun. I beat Sean, by the way.
Oh, by 1400 points. If we had one more game.
Why do you always got to bring up the points? Let's just, I won. I mean, I feel like you're always bringing up like that you only lost by a little. Just get over it. You lost.
We might need a SpongeBob redo.
And this is a dark ride. And I was like, what's a dark ride? But it's a thing, right? And when we were chatting with someone from Paramount, she was saying, well, it's kind of like the Toy Story at Disneyland.
Right. And this is Sally Dark Rides. That's the creator of this ride. And people who follow amusement parks mm-hmm. and attractions know exactly what this means. But it is a first. And we spoke with Marie Marks, who's the Senior Vice President of Paramount Global Experiences, to hear just how special it is to have this ride here in Vegas.
Now, this is the first SpongeBob ride in the West Coast, or at all?
At all, in the world. It's the very first time we've done anything like this with SpongeBob. So he's inspired apparel and home decor. He's got his own Tony Award-winning Broadway show. But this is the first time that we've put SpongeBob into a dark ride or an interactive ride like this. And we could not be more thrilled. It's incredible.
And I think it's safe to say SpongeBob was in demand, right?
Oh, yes. He's in demand everywhere. I mean, 170 countries, 30 different languages. SpongeBob is everywhere. And we have been, you know, trying to find the right partner to get, you know, something like this going that really connects our fans in an immersive way. And this has just turned out so well. So,
well, I was going to say, why did you choose Las Vegas? I mean, when people think of, oh, where are you going to put a ride? You wouldn't think, oh, Las Vegas.
Yeah. Well, the opportunity came along through our partners. We're very partner-centric. So with Sally Dark Ride, we knew that they had a reputation for doing rides of this caliber and standard. And if we were ever going to put SpongeBob into this world, it was going to be, you know, it's going to have to be high quality. And so Sally Dark Rides came to us in partnership with Circus Circus and said, hey, we would like to do this with SpongeBob. Will you allow us to do that with such a beloved IP? And we looked at it, we looked at the plans, and it was just a yes from the get-go, and it's been a dream.
It's exciting, and it's unique. That's what I like. Anything you wanted to add, Sean?
Yeah, can you just explain what the passenger experience is like, the customer experience on this ride?
I mean, this ride is so fun. It's essentially we're putting guests into the story. You know, they get thrown into the crazy world of Bikini Bottom, and it's part ride, part game, and all SpongeBob. So it's from start to finish. I took my five-year-old through there, and he did not stop, you know, screaming, shouting, laughing. The smile on his face just said it all. So I think the guest experience has really landed for us.
Thank you so much. Other plans from Paramount in Las Vegas?
There's much more coming, but not a lot that I can tell you. But we love Las Vegas, and we think that it's a great place for entertainment concepts and for a place for our brands. So.
Well, we are Vegas Revealed. We like to reveal things. So when you're ready.
Oh, we will. I got your number. We will let you have the first shout for sure.
It'll cost you $20 to ride the ride. It's a little under 15 minutes.
And there are some different ticket bundles and packages. So you can go over to the kiosk in front of the SpongeBob Crazy Carnival ride at Circus Circus to get more information on that.
Yeah, I learned a lot about SpongeBob. I was not familiar. And I think it's probably because I don't have kids. But interesting, a whole like merch store and everything there.
Oh, yeah.
And really some cute stuff. So head over there to Circus Circus. By the way, when we were at Circus Circus, you know, I went there when I was a kid. I enjoyed it so much. But I really like some of the upgrades they've got. I mean, I felt like it was really clean and taken care of. And, you know, there's a whole midway. There's circus acts. Obviously, there's the Adventure Dome. And it's a unique place. I'm glad it's still around.
Absolutely. And we even went out, Dana, and recreated one of your childhood photos in front of Circus Circus.
Now, the gorilla was missing, but I stood like where the gorilla was. Now
it was a big cement gorilla.
Yeah, me and my mom and brother took a picture in front of it. So I stood where the gorilla was, but the clown is still there. The white sculptured clown. Yeah. And then the sign is exactly the same. And it was literally 40 years ago, February of 1984.
That's wild. It was meant to be.
It was meant to be. We had so much fun on that trip. Me and my brother brought home like two luggages full of stuffed Ziggies.
Stuffed Ziggies. Oh my God.
Every Ziggy had like a blue shirt or red shirt and they had like a saying on it. And we just wanted to win them all. And we had so much time to kill because our parents were downstairs gambling.
Remember when Ziggy was like the hottest thing?
Oh, so like it was a big deal. I don't know where those Ziggies are, but I loved them.
I don't know. Yeah. Probably with the Garfields that stuck to your car window.
Oh, yes. Remember those? Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. By the way, I had someone tweet us today or yesterday, maybe it was, and I think they were reacting to our last podcast where we were talking about clowns.
Okay.
That drove, and remember we were saying, like, now it's completely normal to see something like that in Vegas.
It's the truth.
They wrote us and they said, I just saw Shin Lim on the 15. And Shin Lim is a magician over at the Mirage. And they said, only Vegas moment. And I think they were reacting to what we had said in our podcast, how you can just see anything.
Yes.
You know?
Well, like, you do.
You do. So Shin Lim, you know, he's got his hair all spiked up.
Yeah.
So he was driving near Shin Lim on the I-15 the other day.
I've driven past Elvis a few times, too.
All sorts of Elvises.
Yeah.
That one on a scooter, too.
Let's do some tips.
Okay, there is a new restaurant in town, and it is called the Miami Grill. And this is one of Pitbull's restaurants. But here's the deal. It's inside a Walmart.
Yeah, very unexpected location for Pitbull to open a Las Vegas restaurant. And really, it's not even in Las Vegas. It's in Henderson.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea. This is usually where like a McDonald's would go, apparently. And they have a Miami Grill. I mean, how smart is that? He's going to get all sorts of people to stop into the Miami Grill while they're shopping. And I think it's going to do really well. It's on East Serene Avenue in Henderson. So if you're interested in going to his restaurant and you're visiting us, it's not too far. Take a drive out to Henderson. If not, obviously, if you're a local, you might want to pop over there. Now, we were looking at the menu, and it's cool because it does have some unique things like Cubanos.
Okay.
On the menu. Yep. Burgers, chicken, the gyros, cheesesteak, sandwiches, wings, fried, boneless, or baked. So, and then they have like chocolate chip cookies and churros and all sorts of cinnamon sugar pretzels or salted pretzels. So they've got a good variety.
We need to stop over there.
And I remember when I used to like go to stores with like mom and we'd get the cart and we were going to spend, you know, I'd always get something like for the walk around the store.
Right.
So I could totally see people holding a cinnamon sugar pretzel and doing, you know, their shopping at the same time. So I love that.
That's what I always got a cookie at Wegmans when we went to Wegmans to go grocery shopping.
Always, right? So I love this. He's going to be opening more Miami Grills, but we love Pitbull. He does a lot for the community. And apparently, we looked at an article in the Review Journal because we haven't hit the restaurant yet. And it said items were about $3 to $16.50 in that range for like meals and platters and that kind of thing.
All right. So not too bad.
Mr. 305.
Worldwide, here.
You know, I did a quick search on Pitbull Walmart because I was looking for the information.
Yeah.
And we found this video of him. He recently traveled to Alaska. Apparently, there was this like contest where people voted of where Pitbull should do like a surprise appearance or an appearance. And this little town in Alaska won. He touches down, Mr. Worldwide, in Alaska. People had signs. They were screaming. He did a little show. He visited a Walmart, apparently.
Well, there's probably not a lot of Pitbull sightings in Alaska. Not the artist, anyway.
No, this town had 6,100 people in it. So, I mean, this was a thrill for them. I love stuff like this, and I feel like artists, singers, celebrities should do more of this. Like, I mean, at least like twice a year.
Open it up to fans and say, hey, where should I go?
Where should I go next? Listen, I think, why not? It's such a great idea. And it makes people happy. I mean, there are a lot of people in these smaller towns that are working hard and supporting these artists, you know, and sometimes they can't get to a big show or a big concert.
True.
And so I think, you know, touching down. You know, then you know they're going to download your music from there on out. They're going to be a fan if you treat them right. And it could only be a good PR move.
And Pitbull is one of those guys when you meet him in person, he is like the nicest guy ever. So I guarantee everyone who he came in contact with up there in Alaska is now a fireball fan. Well, Mr. 305 worldwide. He's got so many nicknames.
I know. When you meet him, I wonder if he's like, fireball, you know? Like, oh my gosh. His show is the best at Play the Hollywood. One of my favorites over there.
It really was good. I'm going to Alaska this summer. Maybe I'll pop into that Walmart and see how Pitbull's trip is being remembered.
Or see how you compare to the warm reception that you compare to Pitbull. You better bring some Vegas Revealed t-shirts or something.
Yeah, well, I need to start doing something because Pitbull's got it over on me for sure. Well, something else new that's opening here in Las Vegas is a Spy Ninjas action zone. Now, if you're not familiar with Spy Ninjas, there are a lot of people who are. 44 million subscribers on YouTube. They've racked up 15 billion views worldwide.
Oh my God.
So Spy Ninjas HQ, that's what the new activity zone is called, is going to be a global destination.
I was talking with the woman that does the PR, and obviously they have a job to sell it, but we were going back and forth, and I honestly believe her. She was like, no, you got to see this thing. There's nothing like it. You'd like, come visit when you get a chance, and we are going to go over there at some point. Actually, my friend's son thinking about having his birthday party there, because they do birthday parties, have a lot of different packages over there. But it's opening on West Sahara, 7980 West Sahara. That is to the west of the Las Vegas Strip. So, I was going to say the Strat sits on Sahara, but it doesn't really. It's kind of right where the Las Vegas Festival Grounds is, the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard. That's Sahara. So then you would drive, out west. You would go in the west direction, and it's down there. Because I have a feeling that people that visit Las Vegas will actually head over there, especially if you've got kids.
Oh, for sure. And this is going to be, this is a massive complex, a 3-story ropes course, the largest indoor zip line in Las Vegas, more than 100 arcade games. There's an upper level that offers a sky lounge and a retro barcade, a barcade. So there's a bar in there.
Okay.
Where there are Spy Ninja signature cocktails, along with vintage video games from the 80s and 90s. So your Miss Pac-Man might be over there, Dana.
Yes, I'm excited. That's great. Or Burger Time. I loved Burger Time. That was one of my favorites, too.
See, Frogger, I was an Atari guy, so Frogger was my jam.
Oh my God, I liked Frogger too. That was fun. Hopefully we need to go over there. But I love that there's a bar. Listen, the parents, they got to sit there for hours sometimes.
Yeah,
at these parties, or you bring the kids. At least it's like a little something. You could have a cocktail. Don't drink heavily,
right?
Unless you have a driver. What else is huge? Because I know my friend's son is really into this VR, this virtual reality stuff.
Yeah.
He wants to have a virtual reality birthday party, and that's why they're thinking about having it there. But they have free roam VR, axe throwing, and fruit chopping.
Fruit chopping? I've never heard of a fruit chopping activation.
Me either. And then 3 escape rooms. So this sounds really cool. It is now officially open. Well, our podcast, let's see, is dropping on the weekend on Saturday, and it actually opens that day, March 9th.
Yeah, so Spy Ninjas HQ, a huge complex that has obviously a ton of activity to offer, now open here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and we met with the construction crew that was working on that. Remember, we had a project meeting with them.
We did.
And they told us this was coming, and they were working on it, and they're like, this thing is cool.
They were like, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. Hey, we hope you catch us on Fox 5 in Las Vegas. We're on this weekend at 7:30 p.m. after basketball. If you don't, you can check our YouTube page. And remember, Vegas Revealed is now presented by Level Up Law. If you need help, say you have storm damage, a personal injury case, call Level Up and at least get some advice. They'll point you in the right direction. It's 855-LEVEL-UP.
Also, thank you to the Vegas Near Me app, available on the Apple App Store and for Android devices on the Google Play Store.
Yeah, it's always free, and you don't have to put in that email. Just download and start using it. It's very up-to-date, and it has maps of inside these properties, which is wonderful. That's a wrap.
We will be back next week for episode 212 of Vegas Revealed, and we will have you covered with all of your March Madness viewing locations. Talk to you then.
Bye.